I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. We got Stubb running the ones and twos. Biff is our intern for the summer, and we are 50 days away from kickoff. 50 days away from the start of the 2025 NFL regular season. And to honor the 50 days away, I have come up with my list of 50 reasons the Commanders make it back into the playoffs. Are you feeling pretty confident over there? Back into the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, definitely out of every season I've been waiting for, definitely the most confident that I've been.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely just a little worried because it's like we have high expectations.
We do have high expectations. We have a tough schedule. We have a ton of primetime games. But we have the X factor that is quarterback one, Jaden Daniels. Went through the top 20 reasons the Commanders will get into the postseason. We continue here on the Commanders' Corner. And number one, it's disgruntled wide receiver Terry McLaurin. I believe he'll get a new contract, and I believe he'll be a 1,000-yard receiver once again. He just has created this bond with Jaden Daniels where the two can count on each other on third down. Heck, they can count on each other in the red zone. But another year of Cliff Kingsbury's offense, another year of an improved offensive line, quick passes to Terry. I mean, you got improved wide receiver too, which means less times that you can double Terry McLaurin. I have Terry McLaurin being a 1,000-yard receiver as number 21.
Daniels lobs it up towards McLaurin. He's open. Over his shoulder. Caught. Touchdown. Touchdown, Washington. What a throw by Daniels to McLaurin.
McLaurin, not saying he gets 13 touchdowns, but 1,000 yards receiving is 21. 22, Laremy Tunsil protecting Jaden Daniels against all the great pass rushers that we're going to go against. That's Kayvon Thibodeau, Abdul Carter, the pair of the Eagles pass rushers, Micah Parsons and the Dallas Cowboys. You go down the list. You go through the schedule here. We've got some tough edge rushers that we'll play against. That's why it was so crucial that Adam Peters locked in a blindside tackle and one that's a dog in LT, Laremy Tunsil. He's reason number 22. 23, Mekhi Becton helped the Eagles win the Super Bowl as an oversized guard. Brandon Coleman will help the Commanders get back into the postseason as an oversized guard. I think he's going to be dominant at left guard. It's not like he didn't play that successfully at TCU the year they made it to the conference championship. I really think the work Brandon Coleman had to do to prepare to play left tackle in the National Football League last offseason is going to be way more difficult than the work that he has to put in this offseason to play left guard. Because you got a solid center to your right in Tyler Biadasz and a beast at left tackle in Laremy Tunsil. I think Coleman will be dominant at left guard. 24, we're going 2-0 versus the New York Giants, baby. We're going 2-0 versus the New York Giants. It starts week one. 4-0 to start the season. A butt-whooping of the Giants, the G-men, to start the season. Reason number 24, the Commanders get back in the postseason, 2-0 versus the Giants. Reason 25 is that we're not going to let the Dallas Cowboys beat us on our home stadium anymore.
Absolutely.
We're not
going
to let the Dallas Cowboys win a game because Austin Seibert missed an extra point.
Absolutely.
Matt Gay at the kicker position, a much improved defense, and a defensive scheme that's going to go to work on Dak Prescott, 2-0 versus the Dallas Cowboys. That's reason 25. Reason 26, we play against the AFC West. I'm scared of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
But we're 3-1 versus the AFC West this upcoming season. I do not see us losing to the Vegas Raiders, the LA Chargers, or Sean Payton's Denver Broncos. I have a feeling that Dan Quinn is still upset about Sean Payton a couple years ago saying, I've reached out to Washington ownership. They want me to come in and be the head coach. We never wanted Sean Payton. We never wanted you. I don't even think you're that good of a coach. You got all your success from Drew Brees. That's it. How many coaches out there had a Drew Brees? He did. Sean Payton did. So that is reason 26. 3-1 versus the AFC West. Not saying we're going to beat the Chiefs. I think we beat everybody else in that division. Reason 27 is Jaden Daniels gets 4,000 passing yards. He had, I believe, 3,600 last year. And he didn't play the fourth quarter against the Browns. He didn't play three quarters against the Carolina Panthers. That might have been 400 yards right there to put him over the 4,000 mark. Oh, yeah. We also sat him for most of the last game of the season against the Dallas Cowboys. He should have been at that 4,000 mark. Now you add Deebo Samuel, an improved offensive line, maybe a rookie Jalen Lane that pops or a Luke McCaffrey. I believe he can get that 4,000 passing yards just by playing 17 games. That's reason number 27. 28, he had 851 rushing yards. I think he has over 800 once again. I mean, I go back to reason number one, that the Commanders will make the playoffs again. Jaden Daniels' legs are reason number one. Reason number 28, his legs are going to help him run for 800 yards. Reason number 29, not just a lot of passing yards, not just a lot of rushing yards, not just a lot of touchdowns and big moments. But Jaden Daniels will be in the MVP conversation throughout the entire season. Jaden Daniels will be mentioned when you talk about most valuable player every single time it's brought up on CBS Sports, NFL Network, ESPN, doesn't matter. When you mention MVP, it's going to be Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Daniels for MVP. Reason number 30 is the year two draft picks take a massive leap forward.
Touchdown, Washington!
Yeah, and that includes Luke McCaffrey hopefully getting the end zone. We had losers drafting picks for so many years. Just guys that are out of the league now were drafted by Washington. Has Jamin Davis gotten picked up? Is Emmanuel Forbes going to make an impact this year?
Absolutely not.
We finally have a competent GM in Adam Peters. And I think every single one of his picks are going to take a massive leap forward in year two. And that might be a sneaky guy like Javonte Jean-Baptiste ends up on the field and making an impact. Luke McCaffrey, Ben Sennett, Brandon Coleman, and Jaden Daniels, Mikey Sainer still start the conversation of year two guys that I think will take a massive leap forward. Reason 31, 7 wins at home at Northwest Stadium. 7 wins at home at Northwest Stadium. Reason 32, Austin Eckler will randomly have a huge game. He will have a random game where he becomes untackleable, and he's like a bowling ball running through people. He did that like 3 times this past season. Austin Eckler will have one random huge game, and it might be where he just has a kick return for a touchdown, as he nearly did last year, or a screen pass that he takes to the house. That dude is locked in. That dude's a gamer. And Biff, I hope you saw the video of him yesterday doing one-handed pull-ups.
I did.
I mean, come on now. Austin Eckler will have one random massive game. Reason 33, against the Detroit Lions, Marshawn Lattimore will shut down Amon-Ra St. Brown. This is the game, the bounce-back game for Marshawn Lattimore will be against the Lions and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon-Ra's not a top 10 wide receiver. He's not even better than Terry McLaurin. Reason 34, how did Dan Quinn have success in Dallas as a defensive coordinator? It wasn't the amount of yards that he gave up every game. It wasn't the amount of touchdowns that he limited offenses to. It was the turnovers. The defense turnover margin will be much improved this year with Dan Quinn's tutelage, Joe Witt Jr.'s schemes. That's reason 34. Reason 35, Sam Cosmi makes his triumphant return to the Washington offensive line, and he makes that unit elite.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
A bunch of rushing touchdowns from the boys because of that O-line creating a push and dominating in the trenches. First 4 weeks of the season, I don't think you see Sam Cosmi. No. I'm hoping by like week seven, he's back. He's back at full health. He's back at good form. And I think it's an elite offensive line with Tunsil, Coleman, Biotis, Cosmi, and then hopefully your rookie Josh Connerly can make an impact at right tackle. That could be an elite offensive line when Cosmi makes his return. 35 reasons the Commanders will be back in the playoffs once again. And that's got to be the goal for this season, to get back into the playoffs. You make the playoffs year after year after year, eventually I think you're going to break that door down and either advance to the Super Bowl or hoist the Lombardi Trophy by winning it all. Got to make it back-to-back years. You got to get in the playoffs. You got to get in the dance to have a chance. 35 reasons. I've got 50 reasons Washington will be making it back into the playoffs this season. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, Nat 105.1 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, going through my list here of the 50 reasons, as we are 50 days away from kickoff, 50 reasons the Commanders will make it back into the playoffs. And I want to take this time to rewind for a second, let everybody know about AWOD's 2.5-year plan. Stub, you remember my 2.5-year plan. When Adam Peters was hired, I put together my plan. A 2.5-year plan for the Commanders to win the Super Bowl.
It's going pretty well.
Halfway through, I feel pretty good about this happening. So, Adam Peters gets hired. That first offseason was the half of the year, and he drafts Jaden Daniels. Then we play a full season, and they win 12 games. So we're a year and a half into the Adam Peters experience here. Right? And this whole offseason has been a big step forward, and they'll play one more regular season. And then by next offseason, I don't think we're like putting the building blocks together. I think we're putting the finishing touches on a championship roster.
I like that.
Right?
I like that,
like,
a lot.
This year, we made some decent moves in the draft and free agency. Next year, it's like dotting the I's and crossing the T's. Oh, we need a right guard next year. Oh, we need a left guard next year. Oh, we need another tight end. You know, we've got the building blocks in place. Hopefully, we got quarterback, wide receiver, running back, tight end, defense, offensive line. You know, maybe next year we're drafting a middle linebacker to replace Bobby Wagner. Next year, it's just, you know, like I said, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, making sure this is a full championship caliber roster. But what they've done already this offseason, I don't think it's a Super Bowl winning team, but I feel very strongly it's a playoff team once again. We've gone through 35 reasons the Commanders will make it to the playoffs once again. 36, Quan Martin pick six game. Quan Martin to the house. Quan Martin did it against the Detroit Lions when it mattered most. I mean, we talked about guys were expecting to take a big leap forward this year. I think Quan Martin's near the top of that list. When you consider last year, he was kind of like his arrival, right? He started the entire season. He made an impact in the playoffs. And he was just kind of learning and grasping Joe Witt Jr. and Dan Quinn's schemes defensively. Now, his Jeremy Chin's gone. He's going to step into a bigger role. I think he'll have a pick six at one point this season. 37, an elite offensive line, a Brian Robinson in a prove-it year, Austin Eckler, Deebo Samuel, his other running backs, Jaden's ability to run. The offensive line will help this rushing attack average 4.3 or more yards per carry. 4 times 3 is 12. That's a first down if we just run the damn ball. Run the damn ball! 37, reason that we're going to make the playoffs once again is offense will rush for 4.3 or more yards per carry. 38, wisdom from Marcus Mariota helps Jaden once again. I mean, this offseason, so many things could have gone wrong. Heck, Cliff Kingsbury could have been the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. Marcus Mariota could have been the team's starting quarterback. Vegas reached out to him, asked if he wanted to come back, right? So Mariota could have left. And yeah. You bring in Josh Johnson as well. Mariota's wisdom will help us win one game this year. If not him getting on the field and playing. Knock on wood, Jaden doesn't get hurt, but we have a competent backup in Mariota. He's reason 38. This team will make it back to the playoffs once again. Reason 39, this is an offense that was historic last year. Biff, you know what I'd never seen my team do? I've watched every game since I was like in diapers. Never seen my team play a game in which we didn't punt the football. And we did that for, what, like 8 straight quarters?
Yeah.
Maybe 9? Because we didn't punt in the Bengals game. We didn't punt in the Cardinals game. And I don't know if we punted for like 3 quarters of that Browns game. Right? Like, we didn't punt the football.
No.
Check Tressway's stats from the first 6 games of the season. Ain't much to find.
No.
Not much to find. And so reason number 39 why Washington will make the playoffs once again is the offense will catch fire over like a 3 or 4 game stretch where it's just impossible to get us off the field because of our efficiency running the ball, because of Jaden Daniels' completion percentage, and because of how damn good this team is on fourth down. Reason number 40, 40 reasons the Commanders will make it into the postseason once again. Reason 40 is that Madrid trip is going to be a huge success. My dad's
touchdown!
In.
Touchdown, Washington!
My dad already put in a down deposit. I mean, what is it? A down payment. A deposit. My dad will be in Barcelona, and then we'll be traveling to Madrid and that's hopefully sick. See Jaden Daniels throw touchdown passes from the Bernabeu. How crazy is that?
That's so sick.
And the other thing about that Madrid trip that I'm so jealous that everyone's going, and you know this, is Real Madrid put millions, if not billions, into that stadium.
Oh, yeah. It's huge.
It's massive.
It's beautiful, too.
Is he going on that tour with the... Did he get that scam tour, or is it
hey,
just going?
We're saying it's not a scam, but he's supposed to have brunch with Joe Theismann at one time during the trip.
Cool.
All right? Joe T, you got to come in clutch for my dad. Reason 40, the Madrid trip will be a huge success. Reason 41, Dan Quinn will be a Coach of the Year candidate. All season long, you'll be talking about how Dan Quinn has coached this team up, how his leadership is leading them, you know, leading the pace in the NFC. I mean, I really think there's going to be a point this season, and it might not be at the end because, heck, we got 2 of our last 3 games against the Eagles, and that's going to be tough. There will be a point this season where you look at the standings in the NFC, and the Commanders will be top dogs in the NFC. Part of that's because I believe we will be 4-0. I even see a path to 7-0 to start the season. I think there's some cupcake games, you know, in the first 4 weeks. If we can get to that win in Lambeau, week two, that's the difficult one. I think we can start the season 4-0. But I have a feeling we're going to be top of the NFC about, like, the halfway mark, and Dan Quinn will be a Coach of the Year candidate. Recent 42, when Deebo Samuel has this bounce-back season that I'm predicting he will have, and gets probably 6 or 7 touchdowns, 1,000 yards receiving, is involved in the rushing game, is once again one of the most difficult tackles in the league. Can't bring him down? What do you think people are going to be saying? They're going to be saying, wow, Debo's amazing. How did San Francisco let him go? Adam Peters, GM candidate of the year. When Debo hits, Adam Peters will be mentioned as a GM candidate of the year. Reason number 43, Cliff Kingsbury was like America's favorite coach a couple years ago. He was America's darling, right? I mean, you remember the image of him in his mansion in Arizona at the draft, and he had this beautiful view of Scottsdale, Arizona. He was the big dog on campus in Arizona, and the league caught up to him, and he fell flat on his face and somehow ended up in Thailand with his girlfriend, yeah. Right? And then he worked at USC under Lincoln Riley. And this was his welcome back to the league year. And all the talk was, he's going to fall off a cliff. His offense is in the second half of the season. They're never very good. Even Michael Phillips had to put soap in his mouth and wash his mouth after he was talking all this smack that Cliff was going to fall off a cliff. It didn't happen. So reason 43, the Commanders get back into the playoffs. Cliff Kingsbury will become America's favorite offensive coordinator. Last year it was Ben Johnson. Oh my goodness, did the experts glaze Ben Johnson, right?
Glaze.
Is that the word what all the Gen Zers use? Yeah, they were obsessed with him. Cliff Kingsbury will become America's favorite offensive coordinator this season. Cliff Kingsbury, America's favorite OC. Reason 44, Luke McCaffrey will have a breakout game. I mean, dude, you were tracking the stats. PFF said that he had among some of the best in terms of separation.
Yeah.
Right? He created the separation. Jaden just didn't throw him the ball because Terry had 13 touchdowns. Noah Brown was awesome catching Hail Marys. And Olamide Zaccheaus was used wisely in the slot, right? Luke McCaffrey will have a breakout game. Don't know if he has a breakout season, but he'll have a breakout game that makes a difference and helps Washington get back into the playoffs. Reason 45, it's that jersey right behind you. The one that was worn by Joe Theismann, Doug Williams, Mark Rippon, the throwback uniform worn the Seattle game, the Broncos game, and Christmas against the Dallas Cowboys.
Touchdown! Touchdown, Washington!
There's going to be a lot of that from Bram Weinstein in those three games. Washington goes 3-0 in throwback uniforms. Reason 45, the Commanders make it back into the playoffs. Reason 46, I'm going to probably go to this game. You said you're going to go to your first ever game.
I am.
I'm pumped up for that. Which game is that?
Denver Broncos.
So I just predicted a win, 3-0 and throwback uniforms, right?
I appreciate
right?
that, yeah.
I want to go to the Washington Commanders Week 3 home game that I'm expecting to be a beatdown against Sin City. A blowout home win versus the Vegas, where Tom Brady considers coming out of the owner's booth and getting onto the field because of how bad Geno Smith's getting destroyed by the Commanders. I mean, Ashton Jeanty might have one good run and one good touchdown. That's going to be a demolishing of the Vegas Raiders because I think we're going to have some momentum by then, or we're going to be pissed off after losing to the Packers. Either we'll be 2-0, ready to make it 3-0 and undefeated at home, or we're going to be seeking revenge. And oh yeah, tell me the best thing about that Vegas Raiders game week 3. What's the date on that?
The 21st.
September 21st. Oh yeah, 10 days after the Packers game. The boys are going to be fully healthy and ready to roll. Just a demolishing of Sin City. Reason 47, Jaden Daniels stays healthy. Reason 48, the defense stays healthy. Reason 49, there will be a new edge rusher in the building before September. And reason 50, do you have the Hail Mary call, Stubb? I wish we had it, like, on the touchscreen, because I love it so much. It's caught! Noah Brown will play at least 8 games. If Noah Brown stays healthy, wrap it up right there. That's reason 50. The Commanders make it back into the playoffs. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We close it out with reason number 50. That's Noah Brown, the Hail Mary man, playing at least 8 games healthy this season. That's AWOD's 50 reasons the Commanders will make it back into the playoffs 2 years in a row. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio here on Richmond's home for the Commanders, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most college sports talk in town. We are proud to be Richmond's home for Virginia Tech Hokies, all things UVA athletics. Who's talking? You can hear Mondays here on 910 The Fan. And next week, we're headed to Charlotte, North Carolina once again for 2025 ACC kickoff. It's AWOD on the road, presented by Cowan Gates. I was just showing our intern Biff some of the social media posts we had from last season. I mean, we had Phil Maffa on the show, Jaden Ott, head coach Rhett Lashley before he goes undefeated in the ACC. I mean, if you're a college football nut like I am, the access that we get at ACC kickoff, it's terrific. And we already have locked down the head coach of Pitt, Pat Narduzzi. We'll speak with both coaches from Virginia Tech and Virginia, as well as some other special guests. I'm trying to track down Dabo Swinney. If that happens, make sure you're locked tonight and to the fan. It'll be certainly very entertaining. Joining us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to talk a little ACC, it's our buddy Preston Willett. What's going on, Preston?
What's up, Adam? First of all, you know, we won in Europe, and now we won the world. So let's go Chelsea.
Absolutely. Dude, so I told my producer, my buddy bought tickets, bought a train and a hotel, and asked me if I wanted to go, and I told him, I'm scared we're going to lose to PSG, and I was still heartbroken from the Flamengo loss that I turned it down. I turned down the trip of a lifetime, man.
I was worried I was bad luck, too. We were both at that game, so yeah. I was a little worried. So I avoided any other matches in the Club World Cup.
Absolutely. But you'll be headed to ACC kickoff, and you know, you've been at that event like I have for the last few years. It is incredible, the access that we get speaking with players and coaches and members of the media that cover the ACC. What are your expectations for the ACC as a whole this season? I mean, SMU didn't lose a game last year, got into the college football playoffs. Same with Clemson, but they didn't have the success in the CFP that we're hoping for.
Yeah, I think it'll be a pretty solid ACC top to bottom this year. I mean, I think Clemson could be a heavy power hitter. And I mean, that's going to be a really interesting matchup between Clemson and LSU in week one. Like, I think everyone's getting ready for that one. If Clemson can kind of get through that one, I think they could be one of the heavy power hitters this season. SMU still looks like they're going to be good. Miami. Louisville looks like a pretty solid team out there. So, I mean, there's some really good solid talent at the top of the ACC, but I think it'll be a more balanced conference kind of all the way through. So we could see some crazy results as we kind of go through this year with teams kind of beating up on each other. And plus, like, the headlines, I mean, you got Bill Belichick in the ACC now. You got some other coaches trying to fight for their jobs. You got some, you know, pretty good characters in the ACC. So I'm excited for the season, man.
Yeah, it's the NFL coaches that have me excited. Bill Belichick. How about Frank Wright at Stanford, right? Ron Rivera is involved at Cal as the general manager. Like, you've got Bill O'Brien at Boston College. Just a lot of, you know, NFL faces there at now in the ACC, which I'm certainly excited for. With Virginia and head coach Tony Elliott, what do you make of the four guys that he's bringing with him? And we'll start with quarterback Chandler Morris.
It's a good time to have me on because I've been reading. Everyone came out. I don't know if it was just the timing or what, but everyone came out with their quarterbacks list today for the ACC and the country. A lot of people, I feel like, and, you know, I'm around the program a lot, so I kind of get caught up in it a little bit, but a lot of people are sleeping on Chandler Morris. I mean, this is a guy that threw for just a tick under 4,000 yards last year, led his conference at North Texas in passing yards. Really productive player. And before that, I mean, he was the starting quarterback at TCU, and then before that he was at Oklahoma. But at TCU, he was the starting quarterback that year that they went to all the way to the national championship game. He just got hurt, and so he wasn't the starter by the end of the season. This is a guy with a lot of production and a lot of experience at the college level. Someone, you know, they had their top 10 ACC quarterbacks and they didn't have Chandler Morris in there. I find it really hard to believe and find 10 quarterbacks in the ACC that are going to be better than Chandler Morris this year. I think he's a great fit for Tony Elliott and Des Kitching's system. And he's a more experienced hand than what they've had the past couple of years.
I feel like when the transfer portal started, it was started for guys like Chandler Morris. He can be a really positive, good story in a haystack of what I think is terrible transfer portal stories. I mean, he started at a good school, didn't earn the respect that he wanted, stepped down a level, and is now taking that step forward once again in the ACC. He has a chance to be a really good success story for the transfer portal.
He's got a lot of familiarity with Tony Elliott, too. I mean, his dad was Chad Morris, who was the longtime offensive coordinator at Clemson, and Tony worked with him there under Dabo Swinney. So a lot of familiarity there. But you mentioned the group that they've got coming there. I mean, I don't know if there's a group going to ACC Media Day that has more experience than what Tony Elliott's bringing with him. You talk about Chandler Morris. He's in his sixth season of college football. Mitchell Melton is another grad guy. He's a transfer from Ohio State. He was on the national championship team last year, and then as soon as, like, the day after they won the national championship, he transferred to Virginia to finish out his career. Then Noah Josie and Jameer Carter, I think the two top guys on Virginia in terms of career appearances and starts. Like, this is a veteran heavy group he's got coming with him to ACC Media Day.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of that, you can maybe give us some more details if you know, but there was the report that at the end of the last season there was a massive donation made in favor of Tony Elliott and UVA football. Have you felt like they've spent wisely in the transfer portal? I mean, they brought in a national champion. That wasn't going to happen a previous year.
They brought in two guys that were in that national championship game. Mitchell Melton, who was on the winning side of the Ohio State, and then Jane Thomas, the wide receiver from the Notre Dame side of that. So, yeah, these are guys that, you know, when I talked to people around the program, you know, they had a board up in their room, in the recruiting room, and then, like, as soon as that donation came in, they wiped the board and started over. You know, not over, but they had targets that they're like, we're never going to reach that, you know, these type of guys with the resources we have right now. But this massive donation, the influx of money, they also got another anonymous donation too, to kind of help out with that. So they had the resources, and I think they spent well, because what are the toughest positions right now that I've heard people, you know, trying to get in the transfer portal? It's offensive line and defensive line, and then cornerback. Those are the three hardest positions to get. There's a lot of different quarterbacks out there, and obviously, you know, you usually only can get one because only one's going to get on the field. But offensive line, defensive line, cornerback, like, everyone wants them, and they want a lot of them. So Virginia loaded up on the offensive and defensive lines in the winter portal, and then in this past spring, I can't remember the exact number, but I think it's six or seven corners, defensive backs that they brought into the program, including a couple really highly rated guys, Emmanuel Carnley, who was at Arizona, then Miami, then transferred to Virginia, Jordan Robinson transferred from Cincinnati, some big guys too. Like, this corner room is like all 6'3", 6'4", guys now, so it's really impressive what they were able to do.
What do you think a successful season would look like for Tony Elliott in terms of the standings in the ACC? What number would that be?
In standings in the ACC, you know, I've been taking this question just by win totals, but I haven't thought about standings in the ACC. I mean, I would say with how many teams are in the ACC now, probably top eight. You want to be in the top half of the ACC this year, I think. We've been going by, you know, no one's going to be satisfied with a 6-win season. I think that, you know, helps him keep his job, but I don't think anyone's going to be happy with it, just as another 6-win season. So the bar has been set at, like, you got to get 7 wins. We'd like to see more, just with how much it has been invested in this program and how long it's been. I mean, it's been since 2019 since this program has played in a bowl game. Right. That's crazy.
But it's not that long ago when you think about how much success they had that year.
Yeah, no, that was a really good team. Bryce Perkins and, you know, getting to the Orange Bowl. And, you know, they were bowl eligible the next year. That was kind of the weird COVID year where a lot of teams opted out. And then the next year, they also, you know, were going to go to the Fenway Bowl, but then they had COVID kind of hit the team, and so they weren't able to go to that game. But, yeah, since they played one, it's been 2019. And, you know, I talked to Brendan Armstrong for my podcast, the Who's On podcast, coming up soon, and, you know, he was talking about, like, they felt like they were kind of, you know, getting to the peak of where UVA football could be under Bronco in 2019, and then COVID and Bronco stepping down, and then Tony Elliott coming in, the tragedy that happened, like, everything is just kind of cascaded down, and, you know, here they are still trying to get back to just a bowl game now, get 6 wins.
Yeah, and you want them to have success to start the season, but maybe more importantly, to close the season better than they have in the last few years.
Yeah, that's the key, is can they finish strong? And that's why they went so hard in the transfer portal, because they wanted to have depth as they get on through the season, because injuries have just plagued this team as they go down the stretch last year. Again, I think back to that Virginia Tech game, and I cited all the time, they had Chris Tyree, who'd been playing wide receiver all season long, lining up at running back and not knowing which gap to go through because they didn't have any other options at running back. They had to throw someone out there. So that shouldn't be a problem this year. They have so much depth on the offensive line, defensive line, and the secondary, and running back too. That running back room is kind of sneaky really good this year with Xavier Brown coming back and some of the transfers.
Preston, really appreciate you taking the time, man. Thanks so much.
Absolutely, Adam, anytime. Enjoy Charlotte.
Absolutely. It's going to be a ton of fun. We will be live from Charlotte, North Carolina. AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates. That was Preston Willett from The Saber and the host of Who's On, the podcast. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. It was announced earlier this week the Commanders would honor and retire the jersey of maybe their greatest legend at wide receiver, three-time Super Bowl champion Art Monk. And jersey number 81, Doc Walker, the legend in the DMV, who you can hear with me on Saturdays on 106.7 The Fan, will join us next to talk about the legacy of wide receiver Art Monk. But we are 50 days away from kickoff. To start the 2025 NFL regular season, it's time to go into the latest news and notes from the National Football League on NFL Hits.
Every off-season rumor, every free agent on the move, and the drama surrounding the NFL draft. It's NFL Hits on AWOD Radio.
So, Stubb, we are 50 days away from NFL kickoff. And I want to know who are the faces of the league. Who are the faces of the league? Because I think you have to include Jaden Daniels in there now after that rookie season. And so the NFL posted a picture. The National Football League posted a photo. Don't pull it up, Stubb. All right?
I did see it today.
Did you
on
see
my
it?
Feed.
All right,
I don't remember it that well, but
it is says we're almost there, 50 days away from kickoff. And I feel like every guy that they put on this graphic has to be one of the faces of the league. And they put seven guys on the graphic, so actually put eight guys on the graphic. So how do we decide who are the top 10 faces of the league? I think you have to start with whether or not you think the guys that were on this graphic are part of the face of the league. And front and center is Jaden Daniels.
He is very front and center.
I mean, it's like a Brady Bunch type box if you haven't seen it, with Jaden Daniels in the top box, front and center there. He's got to be on your list, faces of the league. To his left is Lamar Jackson. To his right is Josh Allen. Now, Patrick Mahomes is not on this graphic, and I kind of think that's just because it's given.
Yeah,
he is the face of the league.
You want 10 faces of the league, I'm going to say the core four in the AFC is the easiest four to put in there.
Now, Joe Burrow did not make this list because they chose his number one wide receiver, the highest paid receiver in NFL history, Ja'Marr Chase.
I think both of them are right now.
If you put Ja'Marr Chase on the list, though, I understand not having Joe Burrow. You only want like one representative from each team. And
would you say Ja'Marr is more of a face than Joe Burrow right now?
I wouldn't, but it's the pay. It's the payday that I think has that him on there. For the Eagles, it's Saquon Barkley.
Sure.
They put Patrick Surtain on this list. And Biff, you were the one that recognized him. I didn't even recognize his face.
Yeah, but you have to – he's the best corner by far in the NFL right now. And the reason why Patrick Surtain – you should have seen what he did. I forget to who it was.
I mean, he was a big reason why the Broncos made the playoffs,
yes.
Right? It wasn't Bo Nix. And I do think he's better than Sauce Gardner.
Yeah.
Right? I think Sauce is the only other guy you would put on the list there. And then it's like DJ Reed, Derek Stingley, guys that just are not as good as Patrick Surtain. How many picks did he have last year? Do you know?
I'm not sure about I think he's not even. I mean, he probably has a lot of picks, but I don't think he's a picks guy. I think they just don't throw.
He's just locked down.
They just don't throw to him.
Yeah.
Whoever he's guarding, that guy called a game.
He had 4 interceptions last year. 1 return for a touchdown. I remember that. He has 11 on his career and 2 return for a touchdown. So Patrick Surtain made the list of guys they think are the face of the league. You have Justin Jefferson and. I think he is more recognizable than Ja'Marr Chase.
I do too. Yeah.
More than like Deebo Samuel, more than A.J. Brown. He's like, it's the dancing he's the most, element. Like, he's TikTok famous.
The gritty. He's the most recognizable receiver in the league right now.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty far away.
And he has to be on this list because you're not putting Minnesota's former quarterback or even their current quarterback. He's the face of that team. He's one of the faces of the league. Aiden Hutchinson, because I feel like you had to have a face of the Lions, you're not going to put Dan Campbell. It's definitely not Jared Goff.
Yeah, like,
it's
do
not
you go
Amon
like
Ross
Gibbs
St. Brown.
Or Montgomery? I think like those two as a pair are kind of.
Aiden
but
Hutchinson
separately.
With the black line on his face. Like, you know,
yeah,
that's
way more
a recognizable
iconic for
mission.
Detroit.
It is. And so Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Aiden Hutchinson, Saquon Barkley, Patrick Surtain, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Jaden Daniels. That's the list provided by the NFL. Who do you think they're missing? Faces of the league, 50 days away for kickoff. I told Biff, although he was awful last season, and Michael Phillips pulled a fast one on Hazel, Christian McCaffrey, he's got to be one of the faces
of my
of the
list,
league.
Too. He was the Madden cover last year.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it was a bad season.
Dude,
but
that's a Madden curse right there.
Yeah, for Woo! Sure. But, like, yeah, Christian McCaffrey has to be the most recognizable player right now.
Yeah. So, Mahomes isn't photoed, but I think Mahomes or Kelce have to be on that list.
Oh, right,
would
Kelce.
Would you put a second Baltimore Raven in Derrick Henry? Or has he been passed by Saquon Barkley, maybe Jahmyr Gibbs, and some other running backs?
I think he's number 3 on the running back list.
Yeah.
After Saquon and CMC.
And I think he's still recognizable. Like, he's King Henry.
Yeah, he is. I think if you're a top 10, you don't need 3 running backs.
On. Yeah. Anybody that we haven't come up with here that's a face of the league?
Well, the problem with this question is, like, the first person I thought of who wasn't on the list was a guy who's not even a top 10 receiver, in my opinion. Is like, I think Puka Nacua should have some talk in one of those.
I don't know that everybody recognizes
that's the problem.
That face.
That's the problem.
I
Stafford is more recognizable than him.
The Cooper reason why Cup, is because
kind of
yeah, because Puka has been the 2 for so long. Where it's like, but I know he's a 1 as good as he is.
I almost think people recognize Cooper Kupp's face more than Puka Nacua.
I was trying to
think.
Do you recognize that white face with the chops on the side? Right?
And like, I'm absolutely a Puka Nacua guy. He could do it this year, but
I think also,
I mean, America's team, Dallas didn't have a representative. That made me feel good.
I think, who was I thinking? I was thinking about, I think, who will be the face, because a lot of these guys are, they've been, like we talk about, like Burrow, like, I think he could be a face. But
it's hard to have him on a list
exactly.
When you don't make the playoffs and you chose his wide receiver that did have an unbelievable season. And I really think Ja'Marr Chase is on the list, partly because of Justin Jefferson also. I think, like, he's kind of TikTok famous with his speed, right? I mean, that one touchdown he had last year where he just ran through everybody, that was played on highlight reels over and over again.
I think he didn't even play last year because he retired, but Jason Kelce is still so recognizable. Like, I don't think you can count it because he's gone, but...
And he's an offensive lineman.
He would so be there.
He still is the most recognizable offensive lineman in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Probably, yeah.
100%.
Lamry Tunsil might be a little bit recognizable, but that might just be a local thing.
The picture of him pre-draft is more famous than with the mask on.
Yeah.
This is like, it's like hurting my brain trying to think about anybody else because it's like...
Yeah, I mean, have to go with guys that made the playoffs last year, right? Like, I would love to say that Jordan Love's on this list, but I don't think he's up there with Jaden, Josh, Lamar, Mahomes. Like, this is a year he needed to win a playoff game.
No one in the Bills aside from Josh Allen.
Yep, no. I agree with that.
The interesting thing is that Detroit won 15 games and they chose an edge rusher that missed half the season.
Yeah.
But I do think Aiden Hutchins is probably the most recognizable face on that team.
Like, Gibbs Montgomery is like one of the most iconic duos in the league right now.
And interesting, Tyreek Hill used to be a face of the league. Now, with the handcuff situation, they're not putting him on that list.
That's a kind of a name that I was thinking about, but he did have that fall off, and he's had some weird off.
I got an answer for you that I think will be a face of the league by next season. And I saw him at Radio Row in Vegas, and I didn't recognize him because I couldn't believe he was that small. I'm talking about 5 foot something, Bijan Robinson. I mean, I think he has a chance. With Michael Penix at quarterback, I already said I think they make the playoffs. I think he could have like a Saquon Barkley type season for the Falcons. He is unreal as a running back with not even a great offensive line, and they didn't even hand him the ball enough. I mean, my goodness, they love to give the ball to Tyler Algier, who's so annoying. Give the ball to Bijan over and over again.
I agree. I think they've been using him wrong, and that's why I didn't have him, or I think I didn't have him top three, because they've been using him wrong.
Yeah, but his jump cuts, when you watch it on film, he's elite.
Last one for me, and because he got a showing in the last a Netflix receiver last year, is George Kittle.
At tight end, yeah. I mean, outside of Travis Kelce, he's probably the most recognizable tight end.
Yeah, I'd say so. If Brock Bowers has a season he had last year, I think he's going to shoot up there. But
yeah,
wasn't Aiden Hutchinson on that list?
On the face of the.
That's
the
weird
Lions.
To me though, because I feel like there's. I feel like Myles Garrett
is a better edge rusher.
He's in Cleveland though.
Yes. Yeah, that's part of it. It was. I think it was have to do with when Aiden Hutchinson got hurt. You felt the difference for the Lions defense.
Okay.
You're not watching a lot of Myles Garrett games.
Yeah, and the Browns didn't win many. The Lions won 15. They had to be represented on this list. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills,
but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.